Welcome to the Growing in Grace audio blog. My name is James Williams, and I hope you enjoy today's episode entitled, Memorize Psalm 1 with me. The warm weather, the smell of barbecue, and the smiling teachers tell me one thing. Summer is here. Amidst all the summer activities, who would be willing to do a summer scripture memory challenge? I know memorizing scripture can be difficult, but like any other discipline, we must strive to be diligent. The value of storing God's word in our hearts and minds is immeasurable. As David says in Psalm 119:11, quote, I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. So, I wanted to see who's willing to memorize Psalm 1 with me. I figured this would work well with our Summer in the Psalms sermon series that's going on at our church. Here's the breakdown for an 8-week plan. There are 6 verses in Psalm 1. So for the next 6 weeks, we would memorize a verse each week. Then in week 7 would be time to catch up if you've fallen behind and review. Week 8 would also be devoted to an intentional time of review. Here's a few tips when it comes to memorization. Number 1, be flexible. Having a plan is good, but being too rigid can lead to quitting altogether. Work hard to stick to your plan, but adjust as needed. If you find yourself going faster, you might be able to knock it out in 5 weeks. If you find it too difficult, stretch it out to 10 weeks instead. Know what you're able to do and stick to it. The worst thing you can do is quit. Number 2, repeat, repeat, repeat. The old saying is that repetition is the mother of memory. Go over the passage you are memorizing as much as you can and in many different ways as possible. Read it, quote it, write it down. Download a Bible app and listen to it, etc. Continue to review the old verse as you memorize new verses. The more repetition, the better you'll be able to memorize the passage and store it, not just in your short-term memory, but in your long-term memory. Number 3, find accountability. It's a tremendous help when you have someone to do the challenge with you. You're more likely to work hard if you know someone is going to ask you to quote the passage, and you're less likely to quit if somebody's doing it with you. Not only will it help you memorize scripture, but it will also be a great way to strengthen a friendship. Remember, memorizing is like a muscle. At first, it may be difficult, but the more you use it, the better you'll get. So, who's with me? Who's willing to take this 8-week challenge to memorize Psalm 1? Shoot me an email or comment on the Growing in Grace blog so I know who's doing it with me and I can pray for you. Let's memorize Psalm 1 together. Thank you for listening to the Growing in Grace podcast. I pray this episode served you well. If so, consider sharing on social media or leaving a rating on iTunes so that others might be encouraged as well. May God strengthen you this week as you continue to grow in grace.